It costs to serve God, but it pays much, much more.
The names of God, part one, Jehovah Gamola.
Thank you for joining Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. Well, we welcome all of you joining us by television and those of you joining us online at brothersoftheword.com or social media. Welcome to today's service. Always a wonderful delight and joy to have you to tune in and join us. Well, I would like to share just a little humor. I've been sharing some children's letters to God, so I'm going to just continue sharing some of those. Little girl, Donna, she wrote a letter to God. She says, "Dear God, we read that Thomas Edison made light, but in Sunday school they said you did it, so I bet he stole your idea." Little Jonathan wrote his letter. He said, "Dear God, I'm so glad you let the dinosaurs be extinct, because we would not have a country otherwise. You did the right thing." Little Jeff wrote, he says, "Dear God, it is great the way you always get the stars in the right places." Little Eugene said, he said, "Dear God, I didn't think orange went with purple until I saw the sunset you made on Tuesday. That was cool." And little Frank wrote, and all of us can identify with this, little Frank wrote, "Dear God, I am doing the best I can." Little Mickey D wrote, he says, "Dear God, if you watch in church on Sunday, I will show you my new shoes." Praise God. Well, we are dealing with the names of God. When I was teaching a series on Daniel, I wanted to talk about the names of God next. And so we'll start on the names of God. And today we'll cover, in fact, the first few that I'll teach, they'll be names I had never heard, names I was not familiar with. I know many of God's covenant names, but there are a handful I had never heard. And so it just kind of thrilled me to find out about them. I'm reading a book by Marilyn Hickey where she goes in depth into each of these names, and it's been a blessing in my life to see God. Let me share a couple of scriptures with you just to show you how important God's name is. Catherine just got finished singing about that, but let me just show you some scriptures about how important God's name is. Proverbs 18:10 says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The Amplified Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs to it and is safe and set on high, far above evil. The International Standard Version says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. A righteous person rushes to it and is lifted up above the danger. So I love that, the fact that God's name is a strong tower. Many translations says it's a place of protection. So you run into it, you're protected, and you are safe, and it lifts you up above danger. So a tower is tall, so you run into that tower and it lifts you up above danger. And also, there's another reference to God's name in Psalms 91, verse 14 says, "Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him." And I want you to catch this: "I will set him on high because he hath known my name." And so we just got finished talking about how the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and righteous run into it and are safe, lifted high above danger. And here in Psalms 91, it says that he sets us on high because we have known his name. So it lifts us, God's name lifts us above the stuff that's going on in the world. You run into his name and it lifts you, exalts you, takes you higher above any danger that's going on in the world. Man, what a great time we're living in to be able to run into God's name, which is a strong tower that lifts us up above danger. Praise God. What a wonderful time we live in to be able to enjoy his name and appreciate his name and to run into his name. And the name I want to talk about today is one I had never heard of. This is one of the names of God, but it's the name Jehovah Gamola. Jehovah Gamola, and that's spelled G-M-O-L-A-H. Jehovah Gamola. Sounds like guacamole, but it's not. It's Jehovah Gamola. I had never heard that name. So I was very curious, very fascinated to find out what Jehovah Gamola, what does that mean? What does that mean? Well, Jehovah Gamola means the Lord of recompenses. The Lord of recompenses. To recompense means to repay, means to reward, means to compensate. And so Jehovah Gamola, the Lord of recompenses, it means that it costs to serve God, but it pays much, much more. It pays to serve God. God can pay you in ways that no one else can. He can pay you in ways no one else can. God sees everything. God sees everything. He rewards your faithfulness to him. He rewards your service, your obedience, your sacrifice. When you choose to follow his way, when you choose to love when you really want to hate, God takes notice of that. When you choose to forgive, but you really want to hold a grudge, God takes notice of that. When you choose to stay in faith, even when it looks like nothing is happening, God takes notice of that, and God rewards us for our faithfulness to him. That's the name Jehovah Gamola. He's the God who pays you back. He's the God who has your back. He's the God who rewards you. He's the God who compensates you. Oh, man, God's compensation plan is out of this world. And so God pays us in ways that no one else can. So God, he always compensates us for the choices we make. It pays to do right. It pays to do right. Literally, it pays to do right because God is Jehovah Gamola. He's a God who recompenses. He's a God who pays you back. He's a God who rewards you. He's a God who compensates you. And so you'll find yourself, you'll always have choices in life, from little choices like what are you going to eat for breakfast or what are you going to wear to are you going to drive on the highway or take the streets? Do you have bigger choices in life? Who are you going to marry? Where are you going to live? What will be your career? But then you also have eternal choices. You have spiritual choices. But all of these choices, God, he compensates us for the things that we choose. There are some examples in Scripture we can look at. If you look at Moses, Moses was faced with a choice. Moses was faced with a choice, and Moses had a really big choice. Now keep in mind that Moses grew up in Egypt as the son of the daughter of Pharaoh, and so Moses had the choice to be the next Pharaoh, or he could choose to follow God and be God's deliverer for his people. So Moses had a big choice. He had a big choice. And I mean, so he had to choose one of those things. Am I going to, you know, stay here and rule as the next Pharaoh? Or am I going to leave, follow God, and be God's deliverer for his people? He had a choice. I want you to listen to what the Bible says about that. Moses really weighed his choices carefully. This was a big decision. This was a big decision. Listen, in the book of Hebrews talks about it. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26, it says, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Listen to this. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Another translation put it this way. Moses knew that the treasures of Egypt were not as wonderful as what he would receive from suffering for the Messiah, and he looked forward to his reward. Evidently, Moses knew something about Jehovah Gamola. He knew that God pays you. He knew that God pays you well. He knew that God compensates you. And so Moses said, I'd rather work for God. I'd rather be on God's side. I'd rather go to God because he's the God of the universe. He made everything. He controls everything. I'd rather be in his hand. I'd rather follow his plan. And so Moses followed God, and the Bible says specifically because Moses was looking at the reward. He was looking at the future reward. He said, I know I'm going to get paid working for God because God can pay you like no one else can. God can do for you what no one on earth can do. He said, I would rather work for God. I'd rather choose God's way, his plan, his will. I'd rather do it God's way because when God pays you big time. And so Moses actually calculated what he would be rewarded as Pharaoh in Egypt. He calculated what he would be as a servant of God. He chose God. He chose God. He chose God. That was very interesting. I had never thought of it that way, but that's what the Bible literally said. Moses was looking forward to the payback. He knew God would pay him. He knew that God would not allow him to lose, that God would pay him so much more. Just think about some of Moses' compensation for following God. Moses had probably the mightiest miracles recorded in Scripture. So done at the hands of Moses. We're done at the hands of Moses. Moses talked to God face to face. The Bible says as a man talks to his friend. That was part of the compensation. Moses was in the glory of God. Moses saw all the goodness of God. Moses was able to stand on Christ. In fact, if you get over in the New Testament, there were two people who appeared to Jesus, Moses and Elijah. So Moses' compensation plan was literally out of this world. He wrote the Pentateuch. He wrote the first five books of the Bible. He wrote some of the Psalms. Moses' compensation plan was off the chain. He got a chance to see God in so many different dimensions. Moses' compensation, oh man, it was glorious. And that's what Moses, he understood. Jehovah Gamola, he can pay you in ways that you never imagine, you never dream. He'll take your place, you do things. Man, when you choose to serve God, when you choose to work for God, you end up changing the course of history. You end up changing the world. You become a world changer when you choose God's way. And that's what happened to Moses. That's what happened to Moses. And so we see Jehovah Gamola repaying Moses because he chose to suffer for Christ instead of choosing the riches of Egypt. God paid him back. That's Jehovah Gamola. God recompenses. God compensates us. God rewards us when we make the right choices, when we choose him, when we choose his ways. God pays us in some incredible, incredible ways. Now, I want you to see this. We're kind of tracing here the God who rewards us, the God who pays us, the God who compensates us, the God who pays us back. Listen to this. You don't have to turn there, but listen to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Listen to this. You hear it again. You hear this God of reward. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. In other words, when you trust Jehovah Gamola, he will reward you. Don't throw your confidence. Don't stop trusting him. There's a reward because he's Jehovah Gamola. He's Jehovah Gamola. He's the God who rewards us. He's the God who pays us back. He's the God who compensates us. Cast not away therefore your confidence, because it has great recompense of reward. Man, it's the reward that keeps rewarding. I mean, you look at Moses. Moses was compensated in such a way. The Bible says he was 120 years old. His eyesight was not dim. Neither had his natural forces abated. Moses was just as strong and vibrant. I mean, he had supernatural liveliness. He had been enlivened by the glory of God himself. Man, Moses' face shone. They had to put a veil over his face. He was shining with the glory of God. So his compensation plan was something we'll never quite understand. And when Moses died, the Bible says that God himself buried Moses. God did the funeral for Moses. Man, that's powerful. Don't get me started. That's good. That's good. Man, Moses is the only person. God actually did the funeral. God did the funeral for Moses. God took his body. Man, Moses had chosen God's reward over the riches of Egypt. He knew that God pays so much better. Man, it pays to serve God. Ah, man, it pays to serve God. And so we see here now that God rewards your trust in him. He rewards your trust in him. Don't cast away your confidence, because he's Jehovah Gamola. He's the God who rewards you. Your confidence in him has a great recompense of reward. Don't throw your confidence away. Don't stop trusting him, because he's the God that pays you back. He's the God that pays you back. He's the God that rewards you. He's the God that compensates you. You know, sometimes we can pray and pray and wait and pray and wait for so long. Seems like nothing is happening. We can get weary and we can sort of give up. No, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, because it has great recompense of reward. God sees your faithfulness, and he will reward you at the right time. You got to trust that. Don't throw your confidence away. He is Jehovah Gamola. He's the God who pays you back. He's the God who rewards you. He's the God, I'm telling you, he's the God who pays us. He's the God who pays us. My next door neighbor, she prayed. She told me one day, she came out in the yard and she was just frantic and she was so excited. She said, I have been praying for 20 years for my husband to be saved. And she said, he just received Christ last week. And she said, he's like a little kid on Christmas morning. He's asking all kind of questions. He's excited about Jesus. And she said, I prayed for 20 years and I never gave up. And all of a sudden he received Christ as his savior. No, because that was Jehovah Gamola, the God who rewarded her prayers, her consistency, her faithfulness. God always pays us back. God always rewards us. Don't cast away your confidence, because it has great recompense of reward. Jehovah Gamola, he's attached. He's attached when you trust him. He's attached when you maintain your confidence. You will receive a reward. Listen to what Hebrews 11:6, you hear it. It's all through the Bible, and I had never looked at it in this light, but now I'm looking at these scriptures through the eyes of Jehovah Gamola, the God who rewards us, the God who pays us back, the God who compensates. Listen, Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you come to God, there are two things you got to believe about him. You got to first believe that he is. Secondly, you got to believe that he rewards those who diligently seek him. That's Jehovah Gamola. You got to believe he's Jehovah Gamola. You got to believe he'll pay you back. You got to believe he'll compensate you. You got to believe he'll reward you. So don't give up on your prayer life. Keep praying, man. In fact, Jesus spoke about this. Jesus spoke about this in Matthew 6:6. Once again, I had never thought about it until I looked at this through the eyes of Jehovah Gamola. Listen to what Jesus said. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And so Jesus is saying, be diligent in your prayer life. Set aside time to pray and keep it up, because he's Jehovah Gamalah. He'll reward you openly for what he sees you doing privately. He is the God who rewards us. He's the God who pays us. He's the God who compensates us. Jesus was introducing us himself to Jehovah Gamalah. I had never paid that attention. He said, you do it secretly. He'll reward you openly. That's Jehovah Gamalah. He's the God that rewards us. He's the God who pays us. He's the God who compensates us. Oh, man, when I saw Jesus talking about Jehovah Gamalah, I said, wow, I had never recognized that. I had never caught that in all these years. It's right there. I started saying black and white, but it's actually in red. Oh, Jehovah Gamalah, he's there. He's there. He's the God who rewards us, who compensates us. Jesus says it again, same chapter, Matthew 6, verse 4. Notice what he says here. He says, do your almsgiving in secret so your Father will reward you openly. Jehovah Gamalah. He said, do it secretly. God will reward you. God will reward you. God will reward you. What you do in secret, when you're faithful in unseen places, God will reward you openly. That's Jehovah Gamalah. He's the God who sees everything, and he's the God that pays you back. He'll pay you back for your faithfulness. He'll pay you back for your perseverance. He'll pay you back for trusting him. He'll pay you back for your work. He'll pay you back when it feels like no one sees you. He'll pay you back when it seems like you're getting nowhere. He'll pay you back when it seems like everybody else is getting promoted and everybody else is being blessed and it seems like you're forgotten. He'll pay you back if you will just stay faithful to him. If you'll stay faithful in the unseen places, rest assured, cast not away your confidence. Because it has a great recompense or reward. Oh, man. Somebody said God doesn't settle up every Friday night, but God does settle up. God does settle up. He settles up. He settles up. He settles up. He's Jehovah Gamalah. That's who he is. He rewards us. He takes everything. And so sometimes we quit too soon, not realizing. Oh, man, Jehovah Gamalah is the God who pays us back. Sometimes we have suffered and we feel like we've suffered wrongly. Wasn't our fault. It happened. We've been hurt. We've been abused. We've been misused. I want you to know that in those times, that if you'll be faithful to God, you'll keep doing what's right, even when you're hurt, even when it wasn't your fault, even when it seems like you're overlooked, God is the one who will pay you back. God will pay you back. God will pay you back. God will make it up to you. He's Jehovah Gamalah. He will make it up to you. He will make it up to you. That's why the psalmist said, he said, I would have fainted. He said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. He said, I knew God would pay me back. That's why I didn't faint. That's why I didn't cave in. That's why I didn't quit. I knew he would pay me back. I knew his goodness would find me. I knew his goodness would find me. I knew his goodness would find me. If we could just hold on long enough, I'm telling you, his goodness will find you. He's Jehovah Gamalah. He will pay you back. He will pay you back. He will pay you back. You can see Jehovah Gamalah all through the Bible. Look at Ruth. Ruth lost her husband. She lost everything. She could have been angry at her situation. She could have been angry at her family. She could have been angry at God. But Ruth had a great attitude. She kept serving. She was faithful. She was loving. God paid Ruth back. God paid Ruth back. God let her marry the richest man in the land. God made her the great grandmother of King David. God put her in the lineage of Jesus. God will pay you back. 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 Oh, man. I begin to see. I said, oh, wow. Had never paid attention to Jehovah Gamalah. He's the God that pays us back. He's the God that compensates everything that we've lost. Man, just be faithful in the unseen places. Keep trusting him. Keep praying. Don't give up. He's the God that knows your faithfulness. He knows your hard work. He knows when you're treated unfairly. He knows when you feel forgotten. He knows when you've been hurt. Just do what's right. Jehovah Gamola will reward you. He'll pay you back. He'll compensate you. I like, if you look at Pastor Nathaniel, Pastor Nathaniel has served here for 20 plus years without salary. And he's always said, God pays me in ways no man could. God has blessed his business. God has blessed his health. God has blessed his family. He knows that God blesses him because he gave of himself to God. He knows Jehovah Gamola, the God who rewards you, the God who compensates you, the God who pays you back. Praise God. Man, I preach myself happy. Glory, glory. I didn't really come to get happy, but it's too late. Glory, glory, glory. No, I didn't come to get happy tonight, but it's too late. Man, I'm just excited. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Those of you who are watching us by television, want you to go to brothersoftheword.com. You can listen to this first part of the names of God, Jehovah Gamola. Oh, man, you can also share it with a friend, absolutely free of charge. You can email it to them. But thank you so much for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because, brother, you need the word.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was part one of the series titled The Names of God, subtitled Jehovah Gamola, by C. Elijah Bronner. This message is number 7920. That's 7920. To listen to thousands of free messages or to send this message number 7920 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because, brother, you need the word.